Welcome to the She's Electric podcast. We're in the business of helping you to be your best self.
Click subscribe so we can help you have more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for you. I'm Pia.
And I'm Kaya. Now let's get on with this episode. Welcome back to the She's Electric podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today is going to be a little solo episode where I'm going to be sharing with you guys 10 wellness and well-being hacks. So the first place that I wanted to start today is in the mouth. It's an oral focus and it's getting a tongue cleaner and getting an electric toothbrush. So why do I think that these are such great hacks? It's because the ROI on cleaning your tongue is really high. It literally takes you about 5 seconds to clean your tongue. It's the first thing that I do every single morning when I wake up. I go in the bathroom, I clean my tongue, and then I come back to bed and I have a massive drink of water. When you're sleeping, loads of bacteria builds up on your tongue and there's a filtration happening in your mouth where all the toxins are coming out, and the place that they end up is on your tongue. So if you just scrape them out every morning, not only does it freshen your mouth and freshen your breath, it also gets rid of all of those toxins rather than leaving them in your mouth for you to swallow again. And an electric toothbrush is something that I don't think I realized quite how life-changing this item was until I got one probably quite late to the party at the end of last year. And the reason I actually got one was because I was suffering with this gum disease that was pretty serious. And this electric toothbrush, I got the Oral-B iO, which it's probably, I think it's over £100, but it's the best on the market. And the specialist that I was seeing really recommended it to me. And I have to say that my teeth and my whole mouth just feel so good since I've been using this product. So I highly recommend getting an electric toothbrush. I recommend the Oral-B iO, and I really recommend getting a tongue cleaner. You can actually use your electric toothbrush to clean your tongue, but I really like using the traditional Ayurvedic copper one, and they are not expensive at all. I think you can probably get one for less than £10. Number two on the list is something that I have been doing for around about a year, I think. And I actually heard a skin specialist talking about it on a podcast, and I just thought, okay, I'll give it a go. And that is doing a double cleanse. So before I started doing this, I use a kind of oil-based cleanser in the evening, and I don't wear a lot of makeup. So I would use it once, and then I would use a kind of special cloth to dry my face after I cleansed it. And I just thought it was normal that cloth would just have a bit of residue on it of my makeup or of dirt or whatever, not loads, but a little bit. And what I've noticed is since I've started doing a double cleanse, not only is the cloth that I dry my face with completely clean, but also my skin just seems brighter and it's in better condition. And I think that's because I wasn't, like, a single cleanse, you don't actually get everything off your face. So with that double cleanse, your skin is super clean afterwards and you're putting product straight on really clean skin. So you're maximizing the efficacy. And the extra bit that I've also been doing is cleansing my skin in the morning. So I used to think, oh, this is a waste of product. I've put really good products on my skin in the evening. Why do I want to take them off again in the morning? And this expert that I was listening to, she was saying, when you're asleep, your body's sweating. And so you've got sweat, you've got a bit of saliva on your face. And that actually, it was the same thing. Like, you want to start the morning with really fresh skin when you're putting product, your moisturizer and anything else you put on your skin first thing in the morning, on super, super clean skin. So now, since I've been doing that, I have to say that my skin feels cleaner and it definitely has improved the way that it looks. So I love that as a little hack to share with you guys. Number three on the list is probably something that we've all heard many times, but I genuinely think not only is it a wellness hack, It's one of my top beauty tips, and that is to just drink loads of water. And these are some of the things that I do to help myself to make sure that I'm drinking a lot of water. The first thing I do is every night when I go to sleep, I have a 1 liter water bottle next to my bed so that I have a liter of water, which I'm carrying around with me in the morning when I'm brushing my teeth, when I'm getting ready. I've got this liter of water next to me and I'm going to drink that within the first hour. So the first thing I'm doing in that first hour I'm awake every day, I'm really hydrating myself. And then the other thing is to just think about how you can pimp your water out. So another drink that I have first thing every day is I have a hot lemon. So that's just a water with lemon. And I also put a pinch of Himalayan sea salt in there because Himalayan sea salt is full of minerals. And it's something that I've been doing for ages that just, it makes me feel really good. I love the way that it feels in the morning. And I have read a lot about consuming Himalayan salt. And we talked about it a few podcasts back when Pia was sharing her experience of working with an Ayurvedic doula, and that the doula had actually told her to start having good quality salts. And that was a drink that she'd been having. And I've been having good quality salts like in my drinks for years. And I've read a lot about it. And I personally believe that it is a great thing to do. Other things I like to pimp my water with is apple cider vinegar. So I have apple cider vinegar, a tablespoon in water every day. So that's like another drink of water that I'm having. I also take creatine, which is, I take it to build muscle. And the other thing that I love to take is one drop of lemon essential oil, which is really good for immunity and it tastes so delicious. That in with some like sparkling water and ice is, if you want something that kind of feels a bit luxurious and very refreshing, then I love that as a drink. And it's something that I treat myself to in the afternoon. But I think one of the main things that I would recommend and encourage if you want to increase your water intake is to measure it. So it's having a ritual around filling up a container multiple times a day so that you can actually see how much water you're consuming. My parents, they recently came to visit us in Portugal. And in Portugal, you can't drink the tap water, so you have to buy mineral water. And we had brought them a 5 liter container of water. And I think after 4 days, they still had water in there. And I was just saying to my dad, isn't it so? I was like, we drink more than one of these every day. And you've had this for 4 days. Like, it's really giving you information about how much water you've been drinking. And he was telling me just last week that since he's gone back to London, he's been really consciously focusing on drinking water and that he's been using a container. So such great information there. One, you can create habits at any age. My dad is, and he's on such a growth journey, inspires me every day. And two, it's like simple things are sometimes the best things, like water and measuring things. So the next wellbeing hack for you, number four, is to get social media off your phone. And there's two ways that you can do this. I think one of the things that you can do is to delete apps from your home screen. And that means that you can still go on them, but you're adding in an extra stage. They're not there where you're just hopping on them all of the time. And the second way is to just delete them completely. And so you have to reload them, you have to re-sign in, and that's adding even more steps. So me personally, I have been playing with both of these things for over years now. I didn't have social media on my phone until I started my business. And now it is a part of my business. And I really notice how addictive it is and how distracting it is. For me, it's LinkedIn and Instagram. And so it's something I have to be super intentional about and really manage. But what I do notice is it massively affects how I feel. My mental health is impacted. My ability to focus is impacted by these apps, which are extremely distracting. And when I have them on my home screen or I have them on like on my phone, able to quickly click on them, I am going on them like multiple times a day, 5 to 10 times a day. I'm quickly checking if I've just got a break, And that's because they are addictive. I think that's probably a really common experience. I see it all the time when I'm with people that you're in a conversation with them or you're with them and they're just quickly popping on Instagram. It's like, you do not need to be on social media when you're actually with your friends face to face. Like, that's just weird. And it's compulsion. It's not something I think people are intentionally doing. I think it's the compulsion of the apps. So I think it's a great hack to just delete them off your phone so that you understand that you've got a specific time of day when you're going to download that. You're going to go on it for 20 minutes or whatever you want to, that time period to be, and then you're going to delete it back off. Number five on the list is some sleep care. So I love an eye mask when I sleep, and I use this particular eye mask, which is such a revelation. It's called Manta Sleep, and it is the creme de la creme. It's not cheap. I got it as a gift, and I think that they are around about 40 or 50 pounds. But the way that it fits to your head and the way that it blocks out light is so amazing. I actually use it for meditation too, and I find that it really drops me into such a deep meditation. But when I'm sleeping, especially in the summer when it's getting quite light, having that complete blackout option really enhances my sleep. And the second part of sleep care that I just can't get enough of, and probably this is going to sound pretty weird for some of you, but I cannot get enough of mouth tape. So every night when I go to sleep, I tape my mouth shut. And just a little story to share with you guys about this practice. They have run like multiple experiments about the benefits of breathing through your nose versus breathing through your mouth. And when they do this experiment with mice, they block their nose so they can only breathe through their mouth. And when they do this, within like a couple of weeks, the mice get really sick. For those mice who are really sick, the ones that they unblock their nose, they make a full recovery. The ones that they kept their nose blocked, they died within another kind of 3 or 4 weeks. That's how intense it is. Like, it's so bad to breathe. Like, your mouth is made for eating, your nose is made for breathing. And there's a lot of stuff that you guys can read online if you're curious about this. But one of the things, if you just try it out, honestly, hear me out on this. If you try it out, you notice quite quickly how much better you feel. And it's not just that I feel better when I start doing it, my face looks different. So the bags under my eyes, even I take my mouth shut every night and I've been doing it for quite a long time now. But if I miss it for a couple of days, like the bags under my eyes are a lot more visible. I look a lot more tired and I feel bad. So this is so effective that me and my husband, we both tape our mouths shut every night. We can't get enough of it. And my mum and dad, I brought my whole family like their own roll of mouth tape. And obviously they thought it was pretty weird to begin with. But what I will say is that every single one of them is still doing it. My dad messaged me the other day and was like, where is the mouth tape? Where do I buy it? I'm going to run out and I really need to get some more. He is a super fan. So is my mum. She didn't like it the first time that she did it. She said it didn't make any difference. And now she's doing it every single night, as are my sister and my brother-in-law. So that's quite a fast and consistent adoption. Just, I know it's like anecdotal, but just in the people that I've gifted this tape to, because I think it's so great. But all the people that I know who do tape their mouth shut, they also all love it. As I said, guys, look it up on the internet because it is real. It's a real hack. And so number six on the list is another one of my favorite things. It's a cold shower. So you guys know that I love cold water therapy. It's been such a big part of my healing journey since losing my son. There is no better return on your time than a 2-minute cold shower. I can't think of anything else that can give me the mental reset that in 2 minutes that a cold shower can. And it's something that I think, again, talking about my parents quite a lot in this episode, but I think it's just because I am so inspired to see them really leaning into health and taking up all these new habits, just being so open-minded at this stage in their life. It's so inspiring. So when they were with us in Portugal, they were coming swimming in the sea with us every morning. My dad can barely even swim. This is quite, like, this is massive that he was coming for a cold dip in the Atlantic at 7:30 in the morning, staying in for 10 minutes. I honestly couldn't believe my eyes. So that was super awesome. And then since they have been back in the UK, which the weather's been really cold in England and in London since they got back, they've been doing a cold shower every single day. And my dad's in the shower for 3 minutes now, and he was saying that he loves it. It's making him feel really good. And my mum, she loves swimming. She does a lot of swimming. So I think for her, I found it like less surprising, but both of them have adopted that habit recently and they really enjoyed it. So if they can, you can too. And it's just something that you have to work up to. You can start with 10 seconds and then work up to 20 seconds. But I love to say when I'm in the cold shower, if I can do this, I can do anything. If I can do this, I can do anything. And that gives me such a great like mindset to start my day. When it's really cold and you're in the shower and you say that to yourself, when you get out, you feel like unstoppable. And that is a great way to feel. The number 7 on the list is work. And this could look like so many different things. I put this on the list because it's the other thing alongside cold water treatment, which has been such a tool for me and my husband in our kind of healing journey since losing our son 9 months ago. And this could look like taking 5 to 10 deep breaths every morning first thing. Literally just taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out 5 to 10 times. That could be a great place to start and to remain. It could also look like doing some Wim Hof breath work or doing some Joe Dispenza breath work. If you're somebody who's interested in understanding what like a more advanced practice would look like, those are the two best breath work teachers out there. And there are so many videos that you can watch on YouTube. And on Spotify, you could probably get free versions of guided breath work, but it's real. There is a physiological change that happens in your body when you do breath work. And it's the same when you take a cold shower. These are physiological changes that you are creating in your body. They will make you feel good. They are amazing things to treat depression, anxiety, low mood, low motivation. So that is number 7 on the list. Number 8 on the list is another one of my faves. Talk about it quite a lot on the podcast. And that is having protein first thing. So the creme de la creme of this is making the first thing that you eat chewable protein. And that could be something like eggs, it could be sardines, it could be like a chia pudding, that would just be like chia seeds with a nut milk, something like that. Or it could be a protein shake. Personally, you guys know that I love a protein shake. I use Vivo Life, that's my current favorite brand. Their protein powders are amazing. I switch between two of them. I love the cacao protein powder, and I also use their collagen building powder. And the reason that I love these products is because they like trace all of their ingredients. They test for heavy metals, which is like a big thing when you're taking plant-based protein powders, and they have 25 grams of protein. The protein is fermented. They also have lots of really amazing adaptogen mushrooms in them. And I really love this protein powder. I pimp mine out with 2 tablespoons of flax seeds, which I also mix in. So that's adding extra protein, extra fat, and just making it more nourishing. But that is such a good option. I think protein powders should be marketed to mums. They should be called parent powders. They are such a great hack because you can make them in 1 minute and you give yourself like a great start to the day. Like you're getting yourself front foot, you're a good foot forward. You're not on the back foot, you're on the front foot. And things like eggs, boiled eggs that you've already cooked the night before with some avocado, that is a great breakfast. Sardines might be a bit intense for some people. Personally, I love them, but it's really such an interesting thing to experiment with. Notice how you feel when you have protein as your first meal of the day. I can't tell you guys enough, it's going to make not just a shift in your energy, it's going to change the way that your body looks and the way that your body feels. So number 9 on the list is rules around phone, right? Most people have no boundaries with their phone. If you want to have, don't want to be most people, and you want to have like high level of health and performance, get some boundaries around your phone. These are some of my favorites. So get the phone out of the bedroom. Like, bedrooms are for sleeping and for sex. And another one of my kind of, I think this should be like a minimal rule, but I can't believe how many times I see it not in place, is like no phones at the table. If I'm out with somebody, I literally find it so rude when they have a phone at the table, but it's something that I see quite a lot. Like, we spent some time with some good friends recently, and they had one of them had the phone on the table, and she literally had like a WhatsApp chat open all the time. I was like, we're in a real conversation here. You can't be in two places at once. And it's not that, when I was thinking about it afterwards, it's a lack of awareness. And so you've got to be what you want other people to be. And I think that if you're listening to this podcast, you're on a path of wanting deeper connection in your life. You want your life to be meaningful. You want meaningful relationships. And that starts with getting your phone off the table and out of your bedroom. I will say this, reaching an agreement with your partner about why this matters is really important, and you need to be on the same page. Like, they need to be bought into this also. My husband did not want phones out of the bedroom because he loves listening to the radio, but what he did want was lights out. He finds it really annoying that I want to read. So we reached a compromise where I'm like, no phones in the bedroom. And he said, okay, lights out at 9:30. And that is what we have in place now. And we are having more sex. That is what has happened. So that's a great outcome. But yeah, I really encourage you to just think about, notice without judgment. We don't need to judge ourselves, but just notice, do you have your phone at the table when you're with your partner? Do you have your phone at the table when you're on your own? Because I was debating what to make this point, and one of the things that I was going to make this point was, do one thing at a time. I think that is such a high level of mastery that I see in people who are real high performers and spiritual leaders, to be honest with you. It's do one thing at a time. If you're eating, just eat. You don't need to be watching TV and be on your phone at the same time. That's like the opposite of being conscious. That's the opposite of being mindful. So I think that even before we're thinking about what we're doing with other people, what are we doing when we're on our own? And that's one of the best places to start playing with these things, because you're not proving anything to anybody else. You're just seeing with yourself, like, wow, I love having the phone on the table when I'm eating lunch on my own. You know, or I'm looking at messages while I'm eating my lunch, or I'm on my computer while I'm eating my lunch. What would it look like to just go and sit somewhere else and taste my food? So I've digressed away, but I think like being able to focus is going to be such a superpower in the years to come. And phones are the biggest obstacle to cultivating that ability to focus. So if you start to put boundaries in place around your phone, you are going to start building your muscle and your ability to focus. And that's going to set you apart from other people, because most people are not going to be doing that. So finally, the last point on the list, number 10, is reading before bed. And if you get your phone out of the bedroom, this is going to become much easier. And here's a few of my little hacks to make this as easy as possible. So getting a Kindle is a great thing to do, and get the Kindle ready. It's 3 parts to this. The first is to get a Kindle. The second part is to give yourself 20 minutes to send a few messages to your friends, asking for book recommendations, just making a list of books that you want to get. And then have another 20 minutes one evening where you're just getting all of the books on your Kindle ready to go. And if you don't want to spend money, one of the things that I have done in this last year is that lots of classics, you can get like the entire works for about 99p. So I've recently been reading all of the Rudyard Kipling books, which are absolutely amazing. And I got his entire collection for like 99p. I've got Hemingway coming up. I got all of those on my Kindle. I think that was like £2. Virginia Woolf is another kind of author who I got her entire works. Last year, I read every single book of Scott Fitzgerald, and it was so fun. I absolutely loved it, and that was the same. And I was talking to my mum about this earlier today, and she was telling me that she had read quite a lot of Dickens because she also got them because they were really cheap on her Kindle. So just get the Kindle ready to go. And then another thing that I found super, super helpful is to, because we've got this like lights out at 9:30, it's giving me a time that I need to be in bed by 9:30. I like to try to get to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock so that I can read. Being completely honest, I often don't make it, and I'm getting into bed at 9:30, which is why the Kindle is so good, because your partner can go to sleep, or even if you're sleeping on your own, you don't have the light on. You can have your eye mask ready to go, and you just read your Kindle until you get really tired and then switch it off. So that is my last wellness and well-being hack for today. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear if this was a format in which you enjoyed and you'd like to see more of. You can message me, and I love hearing from you guys with any feedback about the podcast. I am on Instagram at she'selectric.kaya, K-A-Y-A. And you can also find me on LinkedIn, which is my main platform. And my name is Kaya, K-A-Y-A, Ramji, R-A-M-J-E-E. Thank you so much for joining in today. See you again soon.
Thank you for giving us your time. Did you know that you could change someone's day today just by sharing this episode?
Our mission is to help women. We all want more money, more success, more love, more laughter, and more time for ourselves.
Women helping women is how we're going to get there.